Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
I've realized that with this job now, I actually start looking forward to seeing you ladies because you guys are my therapy.
Oh, ooh, nice. That's so sweet.
Yeah, I hope I can do the same for you. Like if something's going on, it's nice because, you know, when I was in the afternoon, I was thinking about talking to myself every day.
Yeah.
You know?
Sad.
But I get to come in here and I get to share my life and listen to your lives. And, you know, when something goes bad or good, but mostly bad, I think of you two and I'm like, I wonder what the girls are going to think about this.
So yeah,
this
we kind of vent to each other about, like, things going on with us.
Yeah.
That's cool.
How are you guys?
I'm good.
Great.
Yeah, feeling good. It's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday.
Okay. Chelsea and I walked in. We're like, tomorrow's Friday. Like, just forget about today. Tomorrow's Friday.
Today's a wash already. We are not doing anything today.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Speaking of cats, one of mine was throwing up at like 3 in the morning. That woke me up.
Oh, wonderful. Ugh.
And I couldn't find the puke this morning either. I'm like walking around. I left that for my girlfriend.
Oh,
I don't know where that is.
Nice.
Cats are trending apparently at 6:10. Ooh. Crystal B, give us that story.
Yes, I'm so happy I don't have cats because of this story. I will get to that next. But first, Booker, do you leave your TV or radio on when you leave the house for your cats?
No.
You don't leave anything on? Like, what if they get bored?
So Crystal does.
Totally do.
Why am I not shocked?
I leave the TV on, and not only do we leave the TV on, but we'll argue about what the TV is going to be on.
What are they watching, like, Teen Mom?
Henry, see, I'll have it on Teen Mom
my gosh,
or anything on MTV, and Henry's like, no, they're not watching this crap. They'll watch Star Wars, because Star Wars, of course, he wants to put it on. And I'm like, no, they're bored. It's literally a thing our house. But anyway, now Spotify introduced something for people like me and Henry. Pet playlists. So you don't have to leave your dog or cat alone. You now make a Spotify pet playlist. So this actually isn't even for just a dog or a cat. If you have a bird, a hamster, or iguana, you can make them a playlist too. All you have to do is answer what kind of species they are. What's their personality like? Are they relaxed? Are they energetic? Are they shy, friendly, apathetic, curious? Spotify cares about your pets.
Oh, hell nah.
I love this.
So I want to hear what the playlist is for, like, a poodle. Like, what's the playlist? I'm so
curious. Spotify should be shut down immediately. This is stupid.
This is amazing. I love it. You're upset. And I don't have Spotify, so now I'm thinking about it. All right, speaking of pets, I'm so happy I don't have cats, so this is for you, Booker.
Okay.
In a compelling new study that they did, there's new evidence that your cat would eat your dead body if you passed away at home.
What do I care? I'm dead.
Dude, this is so crazy.
It doesn't surprise me, because, like, okay, Booker, I've never told you this, but I'm not a huge cat person.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like they judge you. Like, you walk into a room, and they just, like, walk around
you
and stare at you, and I'm like, I feel judged when I'm around cats, so it doesn't surprise me.
My cats are bitchy. I like that about both of them.
And that they'll eat you. It's fine.
Whatever.
Okay, so let me tell you about how they researched this. Bodies were actually donated to a forensic investigation research station so that they could figure out, you know, if somebody passed away at home, would your cats go in on you? The answer is yes. All of the cats started nibbling. They had 40 bodies there.
What?
They started nibbling. And the thing that they found, the thing that they found is not only did they nibble, they went straight to the bone and they loved arm meat the most. All the cats started at the arms. This is wild
this
to
is
me.
So
this
weird.
This is so weird because, like, you have cats. I would be freaked the F out.
What about dogs? Because I feel like you'd think dogs would do that. We got to see if there's another
research for dogs. I feel like cats are more like,
creepy.
You know, like creepy. I don't know. Okay, there you go.
Dogs are smart.
Dogs are too smart.
Okay.
Speaking of smart, great news for college students. College students will now get 2 years of free tuition at Cal State University's if AB 1862 passes. So yesterday, AB 1862 was a new bill introduced that will make this happen. It hasn't been passed yet, but students are already saying, imagine if we get 2 years free to go to a Cal State. That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm now like, I went to Cal State and I didn't get any years free.
You want your money
back.
Yeah,
what happens with me? Am I grandfathered in or like, how does that work out? I need details. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
I was reading about some of the Selena Gomez press this morning that she's doing, and she was talking about being in a very dark place and how she had to get herself out of it. And of course, she created an album which creates millions of dollars. Why can't we do something when we're in a dark place, huh?
We could do our own spoken album.
Oh my God.
I just eat. Read some poetry.
Yeah, we eat.
I eat and drink.
God, we're good at that. I'm going to turn the floor over to Crystal B and Majestic because I love when people get passionate about new shows on Netflix because we're all digging.
Yeah.
The weekend's coming. We need some new stuff to watch. She presented this one to Chelsea and me, and I got to be honest, I tuned out immediately when they said the title of the show. I was like, I'm not interested. But take it from there, Crystal B.
Well, it's a series on Netflix about Aaron Hernandez, the Aaron Hernandez series, like the truth of, but everything that happened from his childhood leading up to the murder that he was charged with to everything. I'm only one episode in and it is wild. Mm-hmm. And I told you yesterday and you're like, he kills people. Like, that's it. Like, obviously we know that that's what happened, but just everything behind it and behind him. And there's a lot of family involved. Like, the guy that ended up dying was Aaron Hernandez's fiance's sister's boyfriend. Jeez. So Aaron Hernandez's fiance and the sister are now torn apart and they're in court, you know, on opposite ends. Mm-hmm. But it's showing like how they were really close. Now they're not close. Like, it's just so good.
What made you click on this? Because I too saw that last night as I was blowing by shows on Netflix and I was like, nah, not interested. Why did you click on this one?
Well, I remember it was such a big thing in the news and I wanted to know, like, did he really do it or did he not really do it? I love murder mystery stuff. Mm-hmm. So just watching this, I think you get more of an idea. Did he do it or did he not?
Madge, what can you add to this?
That it's just crazy because, you know him as the star quarter or tight end for the Patriots. So the double life that he led from the accused murderer to being that Patriots tight end star. And as Crystal B said, everything that went on with the family growing up, a lot of it's just going to shock you. It's crazy. I finished all three episodes that were an hour plus each. I went to sleep at midnight. I couldn't stop watching it. It's one of the best things I've watched on Netflix.
It really is. It's compelling AF. Like, just learning about his family, like, picture perfect family, obviously, on the surface. You find out about a lot about his dad, who everyone loved. He was, like, also the football star. So Aaron Hernandez was following his footsteps. It's just so freaking good. Huh. And then hearing from former teammates of Aaron Hernandez is even more wild. And there's whole stories that unravel with that as well.
Okay, you sold me. We'll check it out.
It's so good.
All right. Two people are like just...
Yeah.
Majestic stayed up till midnight. Why would you stay up till midnight?
It's that good.
And I'm not a fan. Like, I was never a fan of his. I'm not a Patriots fan. Nothing. So I was literally like, did he kill somebody or did he not kill somebody?
Just good TV.
I want to know. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. 6:38. Entertainment next on AMP.
97.1.
AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Chelsea's got a Halsey story coming up in a minute, but I have Halsey tickets for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Chelsea will be singing a song before 7 o'clock.
If you can
identify that song, you can get into the Halsey album release party, which is tomorrow night, Hollywood's secret location. That's coming up. What's in entertainment?
All right, so if you are a Friends fanatic like I am, then I'm sure you're wondering, okay, where the heck is the Friends reunion we've been promised? Mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston even teased it on Ellen. Well, now I'm hearing that it might not happen at all. And it's because I'm hearing negotiations are at a standstill with the cast and the studio. They're just not coming to an agreement. And so an HBO exec is saying, look, there's interest. Everyone's on board. But today, it's just a maybe. Like, I can't confirm it's happening.
Damn it.
Because they want more money. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, for
Give
sure.
Give it to them. Yeah. They deserve it.
All right, question. How soon is too soon when it comes to moving in with your significant other, Booker?
Hmm.
What do you think?
I don't know. When you know, you know.
Okay. Really? So, like, after 2 months, you'd support a friend that was like, I'm moving in with my boyfriend.
I think my girlfriend moved in, like, after our second date. She just wouldn't
Stop
leave.
It.
Yeah. She just wouldn't leave. She's still there. Get out. She got a cat.
What do you think, Crystal?
I would say, like, at least a year.
Yeah.
I think a year is good. Like, you get to know the person.
A
and
year.
It's much different when you're living with somebody.
Yeah.
I move them in a lot quicker than a
year. Oh, you would.
In and out. In and out.
Well, I asked this because Halsey and her boyfriend Evan Peters just moved in together after only 4 months of dating.
Hmm. That's wild.
So is that too soon? I mean, her friends are saying, coming out and saying, look, we approve of them. We think that they're actually a great couple. They're both like the perfect amount of weird together is like a quote that I read. So, I mean, they seem happy. Good for them. But it's just interesting after only 4 months.
It's interesting because like things change. You learn a lot about a person when you have to live with them other than when you're just dating somebody. So I feel like that's a lot to run into. They're still getting to know each other as people in a relationship together. Now you're living with the person. Like, I feel that's a lot.
But seems
also,
like a lot.
They're in Hollywood. Yeah. Like, how often are they really home?
I still love their relationship because I love that Halsey was, like, he was straight up her celebrity crush. Yeah. Like, back in 2013, she tweeted how, like, she was a fan of his TV show. Mm-hmm. And, like, I just think that that's, like, perfect. We have celebrity crushes, but, like, we will never date them. But she actually is now living with him.
Get it, girl.
All right, let's talk about Kylie Khan. A Kylie Jenner convention, you guys, is in the works.
Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
Which isn't surprising at all. Last week, she filed documents to trademark the phrase Kylie Khan and Kylie Museum, hoping to create a fan experience. No word on when this is going to happen or details, but we do know the trademark covers things like clothing, beauty-related classes, workshops, and interactive experiences. So, I mean, I think this is our future. It's going to be a thing, and whatever Kylie touches turns to gold. So,
I saw some pictures of her kitchen online. Kylie's kitchen, I would buy that.
You want her kitchen.
You hate your kitchen. Is what
I
it
hate
is.
My kitchen. I love Kylie's kitchen.
You can't afford that kitchen.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
She probably has heaters in the floor.
Oh, please,
yeah,
of course.
Everything. I'm Chelsea, and that is your entertainment news.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
Halsey, letting us into a party that she's having tomorrow night. I don't know why.
So cool.
Yeah. It's very nice of her to do that. Secret party in Hollywood celebrating the release of Manic, The Experience. If you want to go to this, you got to be over 18.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to figure out what the hell Chelsea's singing.
Oh.
It's her turn to sing this morning. Would you like to warm up first? Because I noticed you were doing some vocal exercises.
Yeah. La, la, la.
Okay, let's go.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Really, really frightening me, Galileo.
You noticed the music stopped, right?
I know, but I wasn't fully warmed up.
She was still warming up.
Okay. Come on.
What
do
you get,
Charles? Okay.
All right.
Okay, that's not the song. Oof. That's a warm-up session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
877-971-HITS. You'll not hear the music. You'll just hear Chelsea sing the lyrics a song. Mm-hmm. Chelsea, get it, girl.
All right. You tried to break my heart. Oh, that breaks my heart. That you thought you ever had it. No, you ain't from the start. Hey, I'm glad you're back with your bitch. I mean, you wouldn't want to hide this. I mean, you never, ever, ever, ever see your side chick. I put the sing and single.
Okay, okay.
Worry about a ring on my finger. So you can tell your friends.
Keep going.
I turned her microphone off. I couldn't take anymore.
I was vibing.
I mean, she's so into this. I mean, she just won't stop. Okay. 877-971-HITS. You got to be over 18 to get in. And let's start with...
Let me start with...
Alejandra. Alejandra, how are you? Are you with us?
Alejandro.
Ha.
Alejandro.
Oh, there we are. Hi, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
How are you?
Hey. Did you like my singing?
I did. It was awesome.
Yeah. Thanks.
Just what was Chelsea singing this morning?
Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
There you go. Yay!
Boom! Very nice.
She got it.
You got it. Okay. You got tickets. You're going to go to Halsey tomorrow night. It's a secret location
so
downtown.
Cool.
Maybe downtown. I shouldn't even say.
Somewhere in LA. I don't know.
It's somewhere in LA.
It's Hollywood.
Halsey will be celebrating the release of her album. And you'll be going. Congratulations.
Nice.
We'll do it again. Chance to win before 8 on Amp Radio. And Billy.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Well, Booker with Crystal B and Chelsea. I don't know if you caught Halsey on social media yesterday. She is so pumped up about her tour. She's talking about how it's all laid out and the lighting and what she's going to do live. And she's really into it. And she's having a party to celebrate her new album. It's going to be tomorrow night.
Nice.
Friday night, tomorrow night. We've got tickets for you coming up before 8 o'clock. Crystal B does trending. What is happening?
All right. Breaking news, guys. 24-hour fitness really isn't open 24 hours. What? It's just their name. And this man learned the hard way when he got locked into his 24-hour fitness overnight. So what did he do to pass the time?
Kind of nice when it's a little bit thinned out. You don't have to wait for machines and that kind of thing. The pool is always just glass calm when you get in there. And I covered every square foot of that place. I went upstairs into the offices and checked out the fridge, see what people had been eating for lunch. And
so creepy just to know somebody's like in your space. Mm. But he was locked in. He took a lot of selfies. He went swimming. He used all the machines, selfies everywhere. Cops ended up getting him out, but he has gone viral because he was locked in a 24-hour fitness. Mm. So there he is. All right, let's talk about sliding into the DMs and how... All right, it got a whole lot easier to slide into the DMs because Instagram announced that you will now be able to get into your DMs on a desktop. You don't have to be on the phone. Yeah, so on the desktop, as far as Instagram goes, all we can do is scroll and see, like, and comment. You can't post photos. You can pretty much just look. But now you can DM your friends or even do the group DMs as well. So it's very convenient. Mm. Let's talk about rain. It is coming later today, but not for too long. So around 6, 7 p.m., we will be seeing some rain throughout the night. But enjoy it while it's here because it's not going to last. We will be on a dry spell after tonight. So today is going to be our winter in Los Angeles.
It's one day.
Ugly looking right now.
Yeah, but
good looking day.
Still, we get a few hours of rain and then it's like, oh, then we're back to sunshine and great weather. Love Los Angeles. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Something to look forward to. Crystal B singing.
Yay. Woo! Getting ready.
Pipes on her if you didn't know.
Said no one ever.
Me. You just said it.
Okay. She's going to sing a song. If you can identify that song, you'll go and see Halsey, a surprise show she's doing tomorrow night in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Halsey, it's funny. She just tweeted out. She's a firm believer that the first time that you hear an album should be front to back. So that's why I make them that way. Mm-hmm. Some songs go together, halves of a whole. So when Manic is out, please don't skip your excited asses to a random song. Just at least not on the first listen. I like that.
That is cool. Good.
All right. Some listening instructions from Halsey, which I'm sure you'll get tomorrow night at the secret location if you win the tickets. Chelsea, entertainment, what's up?
All right, let's talk about how Beyonce is channeling her inner Oprah. So, no, she's not giving away cars, but she is giving away closets to some of her favorite ladies in Hollywood. So, literally, she's sending them large orange closets of her entire Ivy Park Adidas collection. She sent one to Cardi B.
So, I just got home, and look what I got. Beyonce dead done gave me a closet. Let me open this. I gotta open it. I'm so excited.
I love her. She also sent Reese Witherspoon one.
You guys, somebody told me that a big package is arriving.
What is this?
I don't know what this is. Big orange box.
Okay, I think it's maybe art balloons.
What do you think it is?
I actually, I watched that on TikTok yesterday. Uh-huh. She did the unveiling there.
She loves TikTok.
She does.
So do I, weirdly. But she's on it too. And she got in the box.
Yeah.
And tried on the outfits and came out with outfit after outfit, and her mom was there with her. It was fun.
I'm like so jealous because her collection looks amazing. Real talk, I already set my alarm clock for tomorrow at 7 a.m. We'll be on the air, but that's when you can buy the stuff. And I really want the shoe. There's these shoes, the Adidas shoes that have like the orange heel on it. I'm like obsessed. I want them so bad.
It's not only the women, she's sending them to guys too. Diplo got one, and he did like all his whole story. He got the closet, he's putting on everything, the jumpsuits. I'm like, damn, that's fresh.
So good. Yeah. So, anyways. Maybe today it'll be your lucky day and you'll get an orange closet. I don't know. I'm crossing
rich
my fingers here.
Okay. Other rich people stuff. Great.
It was just announced that the late Whitney Houston and Notorious B.I.G. will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year.
Weird.
And why weird?
Rock and roll.
I know, but they always do. It's always random like that. And it's just the whole thing is they can qualify after it's got to be 25 years since they released their debut album.
I like that everybody gets upset though.
Yeah.
Why?
Like anybody's going to go to Cleveland to go to this dump. No one's going to Cleveland.
Still, it's a huge honor. Someone who's not upset, P. Diddy.
Woo! Biggie, you did it! You did it, mother! the Notorious B.I.G.
So good. I love it.
They're going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Mother
so good.
Hall of Fame. What the f***?
Oh, I love their friendship. Also, but Booker, this could be good for you since you're an old MTV VJ. I don't know if you know this, but there is a petition going around right now to try and get the original MTV VJs inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So since you think it's silly, like, would you be on board?
That's I'm a big not deal. An original, but if I
but,
get in,
you know,
I'm not going to Cleveland. See, I'm just going to go ahead and tell everybody that.
That doesn't make sense to me because how is that getting inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
The
they don't
point.
Make music, though.
But I think the thing about them is like they were literally like the gods
breaking
of the
it.
Early 80s. Like they, you know, it's not what the VJs were are like today. They were actually like a really big deal and they were the influencers, yeah. I guess you could say. So I was looking at the names though and I like do not recognize any of them at all. Like
Alan Hunter, yes, Mark Goodman, Nina JJ Blackwood.
Jack. You're making up names.
No, I'm not.
I never heard of before.
Never heard of that.
There's that. Anyways, Booker, that could be your future.
Yeah, great.
So we are a little over a week from the week out from the Grammys and performers are obviously being announced, but one to look forward to that I think is going to be a big standout moment. Demi Lovato, she's making her big comeback, and this will mark her comeback performance since her 2018 near fatal overdose. Mm-hmm. So I think it's gonna be a really big moment. It's probably gonna be pretty emotional. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that definitely stood out to me. Other performers are Camila Cabello, Ariana Grande, Lizzo, Billie Eilish. It's gonna be a great show. I'm excited.
Get it, girls. Yes.
Yeah. Demi Lovato will also play, I think it's like the NFL Super Bowl kind of kickoff, one of those shows. Yeah. She signed up to do that as well. So if you're a Demi fan, there'll be some Demi coming your way.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
For those of you who have taken that flight, usually around 8 o'clock on a Friday night to Vegas, you know that flight.
Oh, yeah.
The party bus, sometimes out of Burbank, Southwest. You're on your way to Vegas,
tequila.
Baby. I was just reading about the Hard Rock. Remember the Hard Rock?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're closing the Hard Rock.
No, how?
Well,
completely.
I just read a story that they're having their like goodbye party. I guess it's...
reopening as something,
maybe,
though?
It must
be. I don't know. Maybe it is.
It's not like they're hurting for money. There's no way.
But it's just not... Remember, it used to be the spot. Yeah. Mm. And I was thinking back of all the spots in Vegas. Like, what, is Cosmo the thing
that's
now?
My spot.
That's your spot. Yeah. I guess that's my spot, too. But
I love it.
Cosmo.
Yeah.
But when you go through the years of all the places that were really cool in Vegas, it's funny just watching it turn over. Kind of sad.
I always like the MGM.
The MGM.
All the fights
fun.
Are there. Yeah. All the shows.
Yeah. I don't know. A little bit of sadness when I see that.
I miss Vegas.
You want to do a little warm-up round of singing here quickly?
Ooh, sure. I'm ready. What do I get?
But he wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Ricky. Now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married.
Not
and for Pete, I'm so thankful.
I like that you start.
Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm. Because he was an angel.
I like
one taught me just, love.
Chris, I'm about to give you a compliment.
Oh, okay.
I was saying.
Now I'll stop.
I like that you started off. This is my critiquing since I was in choir in high school, okay? I like that you started off airy and then you built
you?
To like this, you know, dramatic, passionate moment.
Thank you so much.
Here's the deal.
You heard it in my voice, right, Chris?
Yeah, I did.
Thank
she
you.
Gets to sing next, but she won't have music behind her. You'll just hear her wonderful vocals. All you'll hear are her vocals. If you can figure out what the song is, you will get to see Halsey album release party,
nice.
Which is tomorrow night, Hollywood, secret location. You got to be over 18 to win.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
I just got sidetracked. I was reading a story about if you sleep naked, you'll get more sex.
Oh, what if you're sleeping naked alone?
It could still happen, Chelsea.
Results are the same.
Is this like manifesting it?
I don't know. I was just stuck in the story. Let's give away some Halsey tickets. 877-971-HITS. Oh, Maria's on the phone in Chatsworth first. She wanted to tell us about, is the Hard Rock is closing. I got that right, right? I didn't like make that up, right?
No, it's true. I was just there 2 weeks ago. Oh. And the staff, they were sad because they said they were bet out by Virgin Airlines.
Oh, really?
So they must be redoing it.
Yeah, maybe they'll do something cool
with it.
Yeah, revamp it.
Okay. Hey, Maria, thanks for listening. We appreciate you calling.
Okay. Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, take care. Nice of her to just check in.
Yeah.
877-971-HITS if you want to check in for Halsey tickets. The lovely Crystal B will be singing this morning. If you can figure out what the hell she's singing, we'll give you tickets to the event tomorrow night. You got to be over 18. 877-971-HITS. Let her rip.
Boy, don't you know you can't escape me? Ooh, darling, because you'll always be my baby.
Oh, I got it. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I give you more? I really want to give you more.
No, I think we got enough.
I want to start from the top. Mm. We were as one.
No.
Day.
Let the listeners have this, please.
No fun.
It's a good one. It's a classic.
That is a classic.
It's a TBT.
Uh-huh. Okay. Tam, which line should I start with here? You want to go two?
Yeah.
Let's go to Valencia. Jackie?
Yeah.
Jackie, what's up?
Good. How are you?
We're doing well. How you doing this morning?
Good. I'm just going to work.
All right. What song did Crystal B attempt to sing?
I killed it.
I didn't get to hear it. Can
you
do it
again?
One more time?
Oh, okay, great. Here we go. I'm so glad you want to hear it. Okay. Boy, don't you know you can't escape me? Ooh, darling, because you'll always be my baby. And we'll linger on.
Okay.
Feeling strong.
Jackie, what is she trying to sing?
You got this. Think classic. Think diva.
Okay, sorry, Jackie.
Wow.
Right.
I think I should do more.
No. I think we're okay with that. Your vocals.
Four?
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Frank,
tractor?
Roll up your window.
Is he driving a tractor in L.A.?
Are you on the farm?
Next.
I'm going to pick a new line. Six. Way to pick four, Madge.
Eight. Let's go eight.
I picked seven. Eight. Daniel Englewood. Daniel, how are you?
Daniel, what's up? All right. Well, this is
hello.
I think I said the wrong name. Daniel, what's up?
Hi. Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. We hear you.
What's up?
What was Crystal B singing?
It was great.
Okay, but what was it?
What song was it?
That's the test.
I want to say Gwen Stefani.
Wait, what?
What? Kidding me? Wow.
Okay, let's go to Anaheim. Jennifer's listening in Anaheim. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I got a good feeling about Jennifer. I think she's got this
unlocked.
She's
awake. Sounds confident.
Jennifer, give us the song that Crystal B was trying to sing.
Nailed it.
Always Be My Baby by Mariah Carey.
There you
go. That's it. Finally.
And you'll always be a part of me. I'm part of you and definitely. Yes, girl. How did I do, though? Did I sound great?
Yes, you did awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Halsey, album release party tomorrow night. Secret location in Hollywood. Tickets before 9 on Amp Radio. And also we're going to talk about if you've ever dated someone in the past that, well, that moment that you found out that they may have been shady.
Mm-hmm. We're criminals.
We're criminals. Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah, we've got a good couple of good calls on that. That's coming up. But first, trending. What's going on, Crystal B?
All right. We've been talking about the Astros cheating the Dodgers out of the World Series all week. And now, two LA councilmen are fighting back. So yesterday, they introduced a resolution asking the MLB to award the 2017 and the 2018... Stop rolling your eyes, Booker.
Oh, God.
2017 and 2018 World Series titles to the Dodgers, which I feel... Yes, a lot of Dodgers would agree with is fair. So now the LA City Council is expected to vote next week to push this through. And one of the councilmen said, who was the best team in 2017 and who was the best team in 2018? It was the Dodgers. They got beat by teams that were cheating. It belongs to us, which I agree. Why are you rolling your eyes?
You're a council person. I want you out there filling potholes. I want you out there figuring out how to get the homeless off of the streets.
Yeah.
I think of a thousand things I want you to do other than getting us a World Series championship. If we win, I want to be there and I want to see it with my own two eyes. I want to celebrate it. I don't want this after the fact trophy.
But
get out of here.
Should have
do a
won.
Job.
Yeah, but if we should have won, we should have won.
But we
should have won.
That's the only thing we
totally
can.
Totally can. Give us the World Series.
Come on.
We have to move forward.
This is what they're wasting
their
time
annoying,
on.
But
what a giant waste of time.
You're a hater.
No, I'm not.
Dodger fans, councilmen, get on this.
No,
I want the World Series. We deserve it.
Problems in our city that
this
need
is a problem.
This is not a problem.
The city was cheated.
Oh, God.
Come on. All right. This is a really great story. I think we could all agree that this is good. A teenager in England was playing a game online with his friend in Texas. So the boy in England ended up having a seizure while they were playing. The girl in Texas, 5,000 miles away, could hear him seizing, breathing really hard, hear him choking and crying.
Oh,
so she immediately called the cops from Texas.
Good evening, teacher, please.
Hi, I'm calling from the U.S. I'm currently in a call with my friend. He had a seizure and he's not responding anymore. I do have his address and he lives in Wednesday, Cheshire. Sorry, I'm shaking.
Wow.
So she called. The cops got there shortly after in England. The mom had no clue. She was home and he was playing in his room. So she was kind of doing her own thing around the house. When they got there, they said, we got a call that your son is unresponsive and he has a history of having seizures. So she was like, oh my gosh. They go to the room and they found him. They resuscitated him. He's doing A-OK and recovering now.
Wow.
Oh, good story. It's
a great story. Yeah. All right. More breaking news on Americans. We're a bunch of alcoholics.
In this room, we're a bunch of alcoholics.
Yeah, us alone. New statistic showing Americans drink more now than before Prohibition. Not shocking. They said this is mainly because liquor is everywhere. It's so easy to get. There's a variety. There's flavors. There's locale. And we pretty much get anything we want. Hmm. So, there we go. Can't wait for Friday. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
She drinks White Claws while she's reading that. Let's try to get you a grand. Let's do that right now.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
It was something about The Bachelor that kind of spawned this thought about dating shady people.
Uh-huh.
You know?
We all have.
We definitely have.
No.
Plural. Many. Chelsea, have you ever dated a shady guy, or what was that moment you realized that the dude you're dating is shady?
Well, many, and I think that's why I'm single, because I think my picker sometimes is off, okay? I admit it. The first step is admitting it. But I think the one that is the craziest for me was I was once dating this guy who was in politics, and we were probably like on our fourth date, and we had plans to hang out in like the coming week. And all of a sudden, he just like went quiet on me, like totally ghost situation. And mm-hmm. I was like very upset because I was super into him. So I was like calling my friends. I was like kind of like, what did I do wrong? Like going over all the last dates. Like, mm-hmm. what did I say? Our last conversations. And like probably like 4 days after not hearing from him, I ended up like Googling him and found out he had been arrested.
Whoops.
And it was for treason and leaking classified documents.
I mean, I'm thinking First Lady Chelsea almost happened.
As soon as he said politician, I'm like, oh, for sure, he's a dirtbag.
So shady. Isn't that crazy, though? I remember just
majority.
But it was kind of, it was reassuring in a sense, where I was like, well, at least he wasn't ghosting me. Like, at least, you know, he had a good reason.
He's only a criminal. No.
Why do I feel in this situation it's the other person that finds out that you're shady, Crystal B, because you're the shady one?
I was going to say, I can honestly say I've never dated a shady guy that I know. Hmm. In that sense, it's more so I'm the shady person, and I had to reveal that in a situation. I was leaving a Laker game. I was driving. We were supposed to meet up at a club in downtown after the Laker game. Mm-hmm. So I'm driving over there, but I never showed up because I ended up getting arrested on the way over there. So I went completely ghost on the guy, and when I was not in jail anymore, I get my phone and I have all these text messages of why I stood him up, and I had to explain to him, I didn't stand you up, I was in jail for the night, I'm so sorry. And he's like, what? You were in jail?
That's the sound of the police.
That's the sound of the police. Yes. I was like, I was locked up overnight, so... sorry about that. And
Avi, hold on. He's on the phone. He's got a story about how he found out that this girl is shady. Avi?
Hey, Booker. Good morning, you guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Avi, give me a good one.
I had a girlfriend for a while. She always had things that couldn't afford. Let's put it that way. And I didn't ask questions. Over Christmas, her mom comes and visits her, and we all go to Disneyland to go have fun. Tell my friend after like the third trip to the store, I know she cannot afford this stuff. Something's not right. So I asked my friend, I want to see what they're doing next time they go. They go into the next store at Disneyland. I watch, and my friend, as she and her mom put tinfoil over all the sensors and are stealing from Disneyland. And we're like,
what?
I know. And we're like carrying the goods out and unknowingly into lockers at Disneyland. And I'm like, that was back home, and that's it.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Who does that at Disney?
The happiest place on earth.
My gosh.
You're stealing from Disneyland?
That is bad. Mickey karma.
Yeah.
Whew.
Damn.
So if there's any other calls for this, go ahead. 877-971. It's that moment you realized you're dating someone super shady.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Dua on AMP Radio at 828. Booker, Chelsea, Crystal D on AMP Radio. I love that moment when you get in a new relationship and you think, man, this could be the one. And then it hits you and you realize, this person's shady, man. This isn't good. Tell me your story, Mitch.
Well, I was talking to this girl from an online dating app for about a week. She ended up coming over to my house, and then we decided to go bowling to kind of keep it really casual and easy.
Uh-huh.
We ended up going to the bowling alley, not going bowling. We just had some drinks and played some pool. But she got really, really drunk really fast, and I don't know how it happened. But she started kind of like acting up and throwing food and just being a nuisance.
So
the bartender cut us off and the bouncer kicked us out. And she had to use the restroom, but they wouldn't let her back in to go to the bathroom. So she ended up going to the bathroom in the parking lot.
She squatted her pants.
Oh, no. She pulled down her pants and sat on a parking block and went to the bathroom on the parking block.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, did you go date two?
No. Actually, that was on a Friday, and we never spoke the whole weekend. And then on Monday, I sent her a text message and asked her if she, you know, wanted to recognize what happened on Friday.
Oh,
and she had no recollection of any of it. She thought I was ghosting her.
Wow. Thanks for your story, Mitch.
That's crazy. This dating world, you guys, I'm telling you, it's rough out in the streets.
For real.
I'm going to propose to my girlfriend as soon as I get home.
Seriously, you should.
Do it.
That's cute.
You said it.
Okay, we'll ask you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, we want the recap.
No one can take a joke around here. Chelsea, what's coming up in entertainment?
All right, so after only 4 months of dating, Halsey just did something really surprising with her boyfriend, Evan Peters. So we're going to talk about what that is.
Okay. 97.1
AMP. AMP Radio.
Tell me about some rich people.
All right, so if you are a Friends fan like me, then I'm sure you're wondering, okay, where's that Friends reunion you were promised? Jennifer Aniston was even teasing it. Well, this is a big old bummer. So now I'm getting word that it actually might not happen at all. Hearing negotiations are at a standstill. The cast and studio just can't come to an agreement. Mm. So an HBO exec just said, look, there's interest all around. All the cast members are on board. But right now, all I can say, it's just a maybe. Like, it's not a for sure thing right now.
Damn
so
it.
Crossing my fingers, they work it out. Come on, do it for the people. Give the people what they want. Question, all right, for you guys. How soon is too soon when it comes to moving in with a significant other? Crystal B?
I say a year. Wait till you're with the person for a year, then talk about moving in.
Okay, a year. How about you, Booker?
LA girls never wait a year. They're like, they see my place and they're like, you know what? This is better than my place. I'm moving in.
Oh, God. Is that what happened for you?
Because you got it like that.
Is that what you told yourself, Booker?
No, I just trying to spread that rumor around.
I waited 2 years.
That's
really?
Good. Yeah, we waited 2 years.
Now, my girlfriend was in like after maybe. Maybe 3-4 months.
Okay, well, that's very similar then, because Halsey and her new boyfriend, Evan Peters, are moving in together right now, and they've only been together for 4 months, which just seems like such a short amount of time for me, but I guess when you know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were completely confident with Kellen moving in with you after that amount of time. Really? Okay.
Well, she wouldn't leave.
You didn't have a choice.
Sure. Uh-huh. All right, let's go ahead. Let's move on and talk about KylieCon. Kylie Jenner convention, you guys. It's happening. It's in the works.
Does it have to?
Here's the thing, Crystal B. We're going to sit here and like talk smack like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like we might go. Like, I think I would be interested to go when it does happen. And we don't know that much about it, but obviously it's going to have to do with beauty.
Yeah.
And she trademarked KylieCon and Kylie Museum. So it's going to be a fan experience. So obviously be like beauty-related classes, workshops, interactive experiences. I don't know. Whatever Kylie does kind of turns to gold.
I like her kitchen, so I'm down with Kylie Kitchens.
Gosh.
I would go
Kylie
to that.
Kitchen.
It's got a K in it and everything.
Hey.
And I do like her kitchen. So.
She does a little cooking show in her kitchen, too.
Well,
so.
She would like to come remodel my dump. I mean, I'm just a couple exits away in Tarzana.
Let's put it out there and see if maybe, who knows, Booker, maybe crazier things have happened.
It'll Kylie, never. Please.
It'll never happen.
Please.
I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
Okay. I'm going to sing for you folks in a minute.
No!
My glorious voice will grace the airwaves.
Glorious, and more like yuck.
We're going to get you tickets to see Halsey if you can figure out what the hell I'm singing. Hold on.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
The one you love.
My ears.
You pulled the rug.
Wow.
The vocals on this one. the force is with me.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad the listeners can't see you because I can't even look at you trying to sing that.
877-971-HITS. It's my turn this morning to sing for you folks.
Great. Do we have to do this?
If you want to see Halsey tomorrow night.
That's how you bribe him to listen to you to sing.
Oh my gosh. Gotta listen to me sing.
If you could figure out what I'm about to sing for you, top-notch vocals, I'm sure you'll know it just like that. Just like that. You guys ready for this?
No.
877-971-HITS. Call in right now. Identify this song.
Okay.
Stop. Baby, can't you see? I'm calling.
Are you constipated?
A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous.
Oh, my God.
I'm falling.
Oh.
Okay, 877-971.
That was very dangerous. You're right.
They should have had a warning.
How dare all of you.
I will say, I do know what song it is, though.
That's right. Damn right you do. Sparkling vocals.
Sparkle.
Who do you want to start with there, Majestic?
Let's go in line two.
Line two. That is Angel.
Ooh.
Angel, Mission Hills. Angel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Yourself?
Did you hear that music come out of your speakers? Those vocals? That passion?
I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did. It sounded beautiful.
Thank you. See?
Stop lying. Come on. His head's big enough.
Angel, the song I was singing was what?
Oh, man. I didn't know you were going to ask me that. I do not know.
That's what I'm calling for.
Angel?
Oh, my gosh. He's just trying to suck up to you so he gets the tickets.
Want to go to Woodland Hills?
Yeah.
Let's go out to the valley, my people. Camila. Who are you?
Camila. Woodland Hills. How are you?
Hi, love. Good. How are you? Did you hear my singing?
I did. It was really good.
Yeah, people are talking about
it. Stop it.
Tell everybody what I was singing.
You're singing Toxic by Britney Spears.
That's right, I was. Yes, I was.
Good job.
Thank you. I'd like to thank my producers.
Stop it.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.